Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, the podcast in which we watch an episode of the Golden Girls and we break it down scene by scene. I'm Anthony DeSamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have a very awesome special guest. We're so happy that she can make it. It's a very awesome Jen Saunderson.
That's me.
Yay. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being a friend. Oh, everyone does that, don't they? Oh, no.
No, no. Not everybody.
No. You're the very first one.
Of this year.
Yeah. Of this year. Yay. It is January 1st, 2018, guys, or we're recording.
Original.
We are here in my apartment. Genevieve is in Texas. Dang. So yeah. It is 5 o'clock over there.
Yeah, it's almost 5 o'clock. I've lassoed 3 steer, which is required of me in Texas every day. So
that's great. Keep on lassoing and is that what they say there?
I just want that crocheted, like, keep on trucking, no, keep on lassoing.
Keep on lassoing. Stitch that into a pillow.
I did what you said. I just kept on lassoing it, and all my dreams came true. I lassoed me an agent. It was called assault. Don't use such a strong lasso.
Your lasso was too strong last time.
You scarves. Scarves are the safe lasso.
So
it's just a podcast about lassoing.
No, this is what it's become. Oh, yeah. A lasso cast.
Welcome to rope cast.
Rope cast. We just
How
talk about
get them rope burns.
Today we're gonna talk about nylon rope.
Ooh,
yeah.
My favorite.
Welcome to Lasso Laughs.
My mom legit works for a rope company.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's great.
She does. It's one of She's the had, oldest companies.
She has had this conversation. Keep on lassoing.
She works in the purchasing department. Oh. You want rope? She can lasso you up. Hog tie.
That's what I call a Louisiana purchase.
Oh, history done wrong.
Yeah.
Golden Girls.
Golden Girls.
Everyone that knows Golden Girls knows about lassos.
Yeah, and history of
it's a big
Louisiana.
Venn diagram.
So we watched a crazy episode. I don't know I can't wait to hear what you thought about it, Genevieve. But before we get started, we always like to ask our guests, what is their Golden Girls background? Like what has Golden Girls, what do you remember and what's your thoughts on it now? So go ahead.
Well, was let that me weird? Just pull out this essay that I wrote in second grade. No. So I remember it being on in the background at my grandmother's house. Mm-hmm. And I remember my college roommate that I could not stand, like the kind of gal that like had a brand new wardrobe that all had tags still on them hanging up, like fuck that girl.
Like on her booty, tags on her booty.
No, just like hang, like everything was brand new in the closet. Like, I remember.
Was thinking it was so she could return them.
Oh, see that? I respect on that. But no, she'd fake and bake and all this stuff, and she would steal my TV and watch Golden Girls. I'm like, I guess that's fine. And then one time I was telling Anthony about this. I was doing a corporate event. And I didn't have enough time in my set. So I just started, like, it was an all ladies luncheon. So I just started singing Golden Girls theme song until everybody started singing it. I was like, you know what? Screw it. This will take up like a good 5 minutes.
Cause, that's amazing.
Like, full on, like, I was bomb, bomb, bombing. And like,
bomb, bomb, bomb.
Yeah, and I was like going table to table until everyone. I was making all these women sing it.
That's correct.
I was like, no, we have this ballroom. This is happening.
Is that how they closed the show?
I think it was. Wow. It was either how I started it or how I closed it. But everybody was like, you were wonderful. I'm like, yep, that is very relatable.
Oh, that's a good way to close this show. That's like a best case scenario when you don't have enough time to fill out a set.
I must have been like 4 years into comedy. I was just like, you know what? It's Golden Girl time.
That's great.
Like I could either be that jerk store that would be like sitting there going, and what else? What else do I want to talk about? What do you want to talk about? Instead, I was like, thank you for being a friend. Everybody, let's do it together. Like, get up.
That's amazing. That's a great Golden Girls background.
So there's that. And then, no, there's more.
Oh, there's more.
There's more. So I was on America's Got Talent. And I did a joke that referenced, now I'm spacing and I'm absolutely embarrassed. Oh my gosh. No, what are the names of the actresses? All of them. I need them all now.
Bea Arthur.
No.
Betty
that's
White.
Not. Yes, Betty White. Yes, Betty White.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. It was, of course, it was Betty White. I love Betty White so much, and that hurts my soul that I didn't remember. But I had a joke about Betty White in a positive way. That was making fun of Elizabeth Taylor in a negative way. And then she died, so it never aired. Like, she got her just desserts. So that actually got me, that got me passed on the show. And then, this is when I was like 3 years into comedy. Okay. And I said, and I haven't done this joke for like 7 years. So I hope I remember it. I said, I want to be considered hot or sexy. I want to be cute because cute and adorable, because adorableness lasts forever. Hotness fades. Mm-hmm. Like, look at 1953, Elizabeth Taylor, hot. 10, Elizabeth Taylor, much. But then you look at Betty White, 1953, Betty White, adorable. Mm-hmm. 2010, Betty White, adorable still. And people were like, yeah! And I was like, yay! Yeah. And I'm sure there was another punch to that joke. It's not that great. but I really sold it. And then I saw her live in Vancouver.
Betty White?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And I had listened to her audiobooks because I'm a great reader.
Her books about her animals.
Yes, exactly. Oh. Exactly. It was about her animals. So I found a golden retriever because you know she has golden retrievers. Right. And I have never done this with a celebrity, but I bought a giant golden retriever. And I'm like, I'm going to meet her. I'm going to tell her my story. And we're going to be friends. And instead I got this big golden retriever and I put it in a bag with a note saying thank you and about the America's Got Talent and blah, blah, blah. And then I gave it to whoever was standing the door.
It was a stuffed golden retriever?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like a toy, not like a creepy, here's a taxidermy.
Okay.
No. No, I think if I bought an actual golden retriever, she'd be like, I guess I have to talk to this lady.
She would take it.
Oh, yeah. I think. Yeah.
I think she'd be like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, this is nice. This is a great fan. So I gave it to the gal who was working the door, and she clearly was not amused by this.
Really?
With this very excited, mid-20-year-old, I want to meet her. And that was not happening. And I have a feeling that it probably was just left on the craft service table or something. Oh. And I was hoping she would, put it in her menagerie of stuffed animals. And I sound really creepy, but yeah, I don't know if it ever made it to her or if somebody who just was working the door or something was like, this is great for my kid.
They probably put it in her dressing room.
I hope.
Let's say it doesn't, reach her, if it reached somebody's kid in craft services, that's pretty great.
That is good too. Yeah.
That is good too. Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah.
Maybe one day you'll meet them and they'll be like, you got Betty White's cast offs.
This is a long shot, but are you that one comedian named Jen? Because also at the time, I was going by my maiden name, Seaman, which is just a terrible name. Mm-hmm.
I like Seaman, so wink.
Yeah. Thank you for saying the wink because it is a podcast. We all just heard this click. What was that?
What was that click? It was just like my
semen.
Boogery eyelashes clicking together.
So that's my Golden Girls backstory. Multi-parts. Lassoed that's up for you.
So many
I know.
Golden Girls parts. I love it.
I'm wearing a Golden Girls shirt.
And you're wearing a Golden Girls shirt right now. And I'm going to put that one on and put on my purple cardigan. And we have to take a photo. And
yay.
We're going to be so cute.
This is royal blue. I have no idea.
Royal blue. No, it is royal blue. Is yeah. It?
Oh, I made that up.
Yeah. You're totally right. It's a deep blue. Genevieve can't see, but she has to trust our word about these colors.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I believe you guys. I believe you're wearing what you're telling me. So
it's all bikinis. It's a lie. We're all wearing bikinis. I'm wearing bikinis on my elbows. I have body issues.
So Sarah's did Rose in this episode. We watched season 7, episode 22. We're getting there, guys.
And how many seasons are there?
7. This is the fourth to the last episode.
What happens? Do you start all over again?
Me and Genevieve are going to double suicide.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know how to take
we're
that.
We're going to jump off the Niagara Falls Bridge.
And then I'm going to go there with a lasso and save you both.
Nylon, please, so it doesn't hurt.
I'll ask my mom what she can poke up.
Okay. The original air date was March 7th, 1992, and it is titled Rose, Portrait of a Woman. And as we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to do the synopsis for the listener who did not get to watch the episode with us because they're busy. They're living busy, busy lives.
And so, I'll be in the corner stopping the podcast, waiting for you to watch the episode and getting caught up. It'll sync up. It's cool. I know technology. I'm paused.
Pause. All right. Okay. So go ahead, Genevieve.
So Rose is wrapping a present for Miles. She's wrapping a golf club. And Blanche comes in and tells her, that's not an exciting present. You should get him a boudoir picture. A racy picture of herself. And so Rose decides that she needs to get that picture. To bring some excitement into her relationship with Miles. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, Dorothy is at a career fair at her high school. And she runs into a former student who now works at a video game company. And he offers her a teaching position at his video game company. And so she takes it. And she's very excited, but turns out that none of the executives give two shits about what any woman has to say to them about anything. And
I think of it as a sexist thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, trying to think of, was there any other C plot?
And then Sophia just tries to get money and. Or yeah, buys a TV.
That's just the C plot of every single that's Golden Girls.
Yeah. Yeah. Sophia hustles.
It's all just a get rich quick scheme to Sophia. So, yeah.
Yes. And so, yeah, we go scene by scene. And we start with that golf club scene where Rose, where Blanche is like, this is a terrible gift. Because he can tell what it is. Because it's obviously shaped like a golf club.
Mm-hmm.
The way it's wrapped. Like, usually they come in a box and, you know, but I guess he just unwrapped it, unpacked it, depacked it? Who knows?
I don't know. I mean,
deep top hook turned it. Yeah.
What was that?
Deep hook turned it. Unboxed it.
Yes, unboxed.
I mean, if you're excited about golf, like, that's an exciting present. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
all those guys went golfing when they were supposed to be listening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was that where they went? Golfing?
Yeah.
I thought like maybe they wanted to go on cocaine benders because they're in Miami.
You know,
well, you could do both. You can do both. So like,
golf and cocaine go hand in hand, do you think?
All I'm thinking about now is Caddyshack and that little like what kind of like that groundhog, that gopher guy, and he's just totally I'm wired all out. Right. Okay.
So this could have been easily been like a golf like episode. That's not gonna keep it.
Oh open. Yeah. Yeah, it definitely could have been.
So Blanche is like, she makes like Christmas cards with her in like very sexual portraits of herself, her wearing a teddy with the three wise men looking for the North Star, which was
inside her all along.
The North Star's her vagina.
Yeah, yes. Some of you got to make a pilgrimage.
She's like, I'll take your frankincense.
I'll take your big dipper.
That's what she calls. Like she dates a lot of Murrays. It's an older man's name.
Gather here for the census.
Yeah, she dates a guy named Frank. Sensels?
Gold.
Cecil? Murray?
And Goldstein.
And Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs.
For their sacks.
There's a lot of guys. And so this kind of just comes together in a weird way where they all go to career day. Dorothy comes in and she's like, I'm going to career day. I'm going to be a speaker for whoever walks by, it seems like. And Miles is going to be there. By the way, your boyfriend's going to be hanging out with me. Just FYI.
You should come hang out. That was very weird.
Walkie career day.
Yeah.
It's like a science fair of career days.
Yeah. It was such a weird career day. before we get to career day, there was the story of Rose goes into a story about her career day in St. Olaf, where the town shepherd, also the town notary, spoke at her school and talked about how alone he is. And so she gave her, she, a student, a child, probably gave her.
I didn't even think about that. Like, what's happening in Scandinavia?
gave the shepherd a box of scotch,
which is also not Scandinavian.
Scottish.
That's, oh, also, yeah. This is probably during Prohibition too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, Prohibition would have just been in the U.S., though, in Scotland. Scotland's not going to have Prohibition.
Yeah, that's never been a thing there. So she has this illegal scotch that she gave to this lonely shepherd who gave it to the sheep. And they became very, very mean, just like the cows.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That must checks be out. Some wicked milk.
That checks out. Yeah. Cows get mean cows.
not these California cows.
No, they're just like surfing here. We got surfing cows. They hang back, smoke pot. I don't know. California cows. They're California cows are happy cows. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. You're just making me crack up because, like, the whole time we visited my family, we kept calling my husband California Don. His name is Don. Because he grew out his hair. It's like, California Don. Oh, doesn't really give a crap. California Don.
Nice.
California cows. They all have their medical marijuana license. California cows. Sorry. Anyway.
A marijuana license. No. I'll take that back. I will take that back.
No. It was good. Okay. We just need a moment to absorb it. It was a good one.
Stay with it. Stay. Ride that. You ride that cow wave. You ride that surfing
ride
California
that
cow
wave. Cowabunga.
Oh. And it brought
and
it
I
back.
Am redeemed.
Redemption song.
Okay. So they
he lassoed his way into our hearts. Sorry. What else happened in the Golden Girls?
What else happened in this episode? Dorothy turns out to have, she's learned to hate teaching. She doesn't feel passionate about it anymore.
She's lost her groove.
Yeah. Just like Stella. Mm-hmm. And so she needs to get it back. And so, and she kind of does in a way in this episode. So they go to career day and the Blanche is there just to create drama between Miles and Rose. She's like, look at him. So Miles is talking to like another teacher, mm-hmm. like a younger woman teacher, like Blanche. She's pretty, but she's like a teacher, you know?
Yeah, she looks like me.
But Blanche, yes, yeah. Just like you, Jen.
She's pretty, but bookish.
Yeah, pretty.
Maybe she has cats.
So, she looks like she's on a prairie somewhere. That's what she looks
like. Yeah, that all checks out.
She looks like Miss Honey from Matilda.
Are we still going with it? Looks like me. Yay!
Yay! And so, she kind of dubs over. She's like dubs over their conversation, the Miles and the teacher. She's like, look at her. She's like hitting on him, like, and the convo's like, yeah, I'll totally bone you tonight. Like, let's go. Let's do it tonight or whatever. And she's like, well, I thought you had a girlfriend. You know, what she doesn't know can't hurt her. And then she doesn't ask questions, and I don't tell her shit.
And then she's like, Ashley Madison of conversations.
Yeah, Ashley Madison. So I love that moment. I've never seen Blanche. I've never seen them do that. So Rose is like, we need to get to that photographer. I thought she was gonna go up to them and be like, you guys need to stop, you know?
Yeah, same. That would've been the best. Like, she's been Mystery Science Theatering, like.
Yeah, I like that she just accepted this as fact.
Yes.
That checks out. He would say that.
While he's cheating on me, let's go take photos. Like, they leave career day.
Let's reward him with photos.
Yeah. I'm just going to go to where my boyfriend is and not even say hi to him. And just like,
they just took off. That's weird. Like, not even a wave. Yeah. Like, when you're that close, like that, I would.
That's the guy that's banging me. And I'm at his work.
Yeah. Even though we do creepy Godzilla, like, King Kong role playing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think you'd wave at your role playing partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Anthony, if I was at a comedy club and I saw you, I would wave at you.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't sit there and make a mean dialogue about you.
Oh yeah, look at Jen. Like, or look at Anthony. He's like talking to that slutty guy. He's gonna make out with him.
Yeah, like, first off, I'm obviously mouthing things that I'm cock blocking you with.
Yeah.
I would wave at you because that's how you lasso in a friendship.
Yeah, lasso in a friendship.
If you didn't know, we are secretly having a drinking game whenever we say lasso.
Whenever we say lasso, we take a sip of water.
We're hardcore.
Or vodka. We don't know what we're drinking. It's
clear. We eat flan because it makes a mucusy thing in my thing in throat. Yeah. We got there.
So, okay. So there's these heckling kids that, so like whenever a crowd kind of gathers around Dorothy, she'll stand up and do a speech, which is, that's how career day works, right?
Yeah.
She'll just talk about how teaching is great to these Saved by the Bell children. Like,
The new class.
Yeah, Saved by the Bell Miami. And so, so then one of them heckles her and it's like, what would Joe say about this? And she says, Joe who? And he says, Joe Mama. And just his hair is just at, like, he said, you call him Weird Al.
Like, yeah, I was like, what's this Weird Al fuck? Sorry, cursing not allowed. Oops.
You're
I just
to curse.
Okay.
Wait, but explicit seriously. On iTunes. That guy was I want to see his IMDb, see what it's happened to
only
him.
That it's only that, and maybe a Dell commercial.
I bet he did.
Dude, you're getting a Dell from who, Joe?
He's the only person that died on set. Like a light fell on him when he like walked out of that scene.
Oh my god!
He gave such a sick burn, and then he gave like such a sick burn, and then he died immediately. Like he was like a bee, really stung her, and then he had to die.
Goes out on top.
He's like
probably not credited either.
Yeah, his tombstone has a quote, and it just says Joe Mama.
You're like, what does that?
What does that mean?
Is that his mom?
Is that what he said?
Is that? I'm not getting lassoed into this. Nope.
I went to a Chinese graveyard a couple of days ago.
Is this part of the story, or is this really what you did?
Oh, this is what I did.
Okay.
And there was that.
I'm like, what is this character doing?
And there was
a deep backstory.
Yeah, no, that's the character. I'm doing the character. No, I went to the Chinese graveyard, and there was a Chinese woman that died that we got buried there, and she was an actress. So I IMBD'd her, and she played Mrs. Wu in Enemy of the State. I was just like, oh wow, poor baby. I could see her face in it, and like on the tombstone, and I was like, oh, that's wonderful.
But you at her funeral and you were IMDBing her? No, or you were just
I was just at the cemetery because I was getting I was at a mechanic across the street and I had nothing to do, and there was a cemetery, and so I just went to the cemetery and walked around.
Sweet.
Yeah, you've never done that?
I've done love that cemeteries. Like for old creepy ones.
Yeah.
But I honestly thought you went to this nice lady's funeral. I was just like, yeah. Either you were consoling a friend or you were Harold and Maude.
On her tombstone, it said Joe Mama.
I like how you're making us feel weird because we're not like hanging around in like cemeteries. Like, we have nothing else to do. Just go to this Chinese cemetery.
Yeah.
I also found like a giant bone, and like it was on the ground, and took a photo of it, and it was like, maybe that was a human bone, I don't know, but it was
maybe. So in the cemetery, the giant bones are people.
I was just like, okay.
I lasso it.
You should have put it lost and found or something. Like, there should be like a lost and found.
Just full of bones. Just full of bones.
If there's a lost and found at a cemetery, oh my gosh.
Just full of skulls.
Lost my
mana. Another skull.
Maybe it's just unclaimed. A box that says take a femur, leave a femur.
This looks about right. This looks like Meemaw's size.
It's just like skulls and also sunglasses.
And nobody will display my sunglasses on skulls.
You can actually. I don't want those back. They've been on a skull. You know, I'm just gonna go.
Well, one of my degrees, because I'm fancy, is anthropology, and we would have to look at skulls and handle skulls. And I was always so mad because there were students, and they would freaking write in pencil on the bones, like on someone's skull. I'm like, why? This is a person. Like, this is Martha. Like, you just wrote like what a like mandible is. It's like, are you really? You needed to know that? Like,
do you need to write what that part was?
I was like, you don't do that. That is somebody who donated their bones to science, not for you to cheat.
What if they carved it into their bones when they were alive? They're like femur.
Well, if they were alive, that would be weird. A horrible
terrible person. Or that's how you died. You just bled to
your
death.
Your fetishes are terrifying, Anthony. Sorry. What if we carved it into their bones and I found them in the Chinese cemetery? That's how I knew it was a femur.
I found Mrs. Wu's bones. And I MBD'd her. I MBD'd her bones.
You know, I really thought this was going to be a pleasant Golden Girls podcast.
I
deboned
her.
Scary, real quick.
I know we're so scary now.
thank you for being a femur.
Oh, and then So then then it happens again, the Joe Mama thing. I forget the second time, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but who says it? It was a teacher this time?
Yeah,
or?
No, wait. There, yes, it was a teacher, and then it was like the guy who she like totally did like a super racist,
yeah,
you people to, and then yeah, she's like Tojo, and it's like, what? Yeah,
that one, that yeah, was in, that was in the classroom, and then there was the I called him the grown up Screech.
Yes,
and yeah, he was.
Yeah. And what did I call him? I called him Kenny G with a good haircut.
Kenny G with a good haircut.
Yeah, and he was like he was like a stretch version of Kenny G, I think. Like, he's like very tall.
Very weird. Like, I mean, he's like okay looking, but he's got he's like, you know, he seems like a guy that does improv, and he looks wonky, sure, and he's a little bit fucked up in the face, but like but he's really funny, so you hang out with him.
Like, I want this, like, all that you just said, I want that to be in like the LA Weekly for a group that's looking for another improv. So you gotta be lanky, yeah, and goofy in the face. Yeah.
He looks like the tall guy in an improv team that's just, yes, really wobbly.
The Will Ferrell, yeah, of improv.
And
you,
yeah,
look like you've asked someone for occupation to start a scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the guy who, like, there's talk, a, like, somebody gets the suggestion word and he immediately says the suggestion word in, yeah, a sentence. The suggestion, yeah, is dog. Why are we at this dog pound?
I'm a dog right now. That's actually how that guy talked. He, like, had this, like,
Opie.
Oh, like a, oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I'm a video games director now, you know? And it was just like really cartoony the way he kind of talked.
I'm an early 90s Mark Zuckerberg without a sweatshirt.
And a 90s Mark Zuckerberg.
can we also identify that the blazers in this, yes, scene, like,
out of control.
Oh my gosh.
That blazer that almost blazer, hit her knees. Dorothy.
Yeah, Dorothy's blazer. A nun could have been like, girl, you can take it up a notch. Your blazer's
a nun.
Like, leave some space for the, right, babe and Jesus. I don't know how things work.
Like, but, they mm-hmm, yeah. Well, I think B. Arthur was like, this needs another 3 inches. Can, like, you just add more fabric to it?
I like my blazers to also equal high waters.
I want to look like I'm wearing a zoot suit somehow.
Mm-hmm.
He remembered her. I don't know why he's there, really.
Yeah.
Like, that was really weird. There are children there, and you're creepy.
But no, he had a booth, supposedly, for
For his video game, yeah, thingy. Okay, sorry. I'm like, why is he there? Creepo. Creep alert. Okay.
What's Kenny G doing at this school? Is he inspiring kids? If not, he's a good man.
I remember this episode of Simpsons. Marge is walking into the elementary school, and she's like, I'm an unsupervised female. I'm okay walking into an elementary school alone. She was just, I thought it was great. But he remembered Dorothy from high school. He was like a slacker. He ditched school to go to arcade to play video games. And he grows up to like be the CEO of Borealis, mm-hmm, which is like Aurora Borealis. Yeah. That Borealis. That. But I thought they were going to have a romance. I thought they were going to have like a, you know,
a May, December, whatever it is.
Yeah, like a teacher, student.
Me
years
too,
later,
like a Mary Kay Letourneau. Like.
Yeah, but like in a non-creepy or more creepy way.
Maybe they did off screen. Maybe there is like a subplot and it got cut.
Right. Him eating her out got cut out. That's...
Yep.
Behind the
booth. Lifetime television for women.
Yum, 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 yum.
What? That's oxygen.
That's oxygen. That's what he came up for.
He's going to lasso himself some air. Okay, water.
So, yeah. Oh, and during this time, there was, while this convo was happening, that's when Mr. Martinez was getting a sex change when she was teaching his the class that he was in, the Mark mm-hmm. Zuckerberg 90s.
It's a very progressive, like, subtop, like, yeah, in that scene. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, like in the early 90s.
92.
Yeah, like talking about sex changes. And then...
But then continuously misgendered.
She used the wrong pronoun. But, like, I was thinking, what if it was a female to male? Mr. Martinez. No, Mr. Martinez got a sex change. Because that wasn't progressive back then to use pronouns. He went and bought clothes. New clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the sales are during class time. Mm-hmm. You have to go during the day. That's not a good teacher. Do you remember the show Popular?
No.
There was, like, a teacher.
On WB? On the WB?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there was that teacher that got a sex change during that show. Do you remember that?
No.
He was like a woodshop teacher. And he just came to class in, like, women's clothes. And everybody's just shocked. And they, like, fired him. It was, like, a whole, like, story throughout the whole series.
I never saw that show.
Yeah. It was great. It's probably not great now, but it was great back then. Okay, so... okay, where are we at? They called her Attila the Sub.
Yeah.
Yeah. I earned that.
I wish you could see Anthony's face when he's saying that. He has these subtle head nods.
Yes.
It's just very sweet.
So he offers her a job as a motivational trainer, whatever that means, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
and so... the next scene is, Dorothy's getting, she came out of her room and she's about to go to her new job and she's like making it rain with Sophia, like giving her money. And, Sophia gives her a cute little lunchbox.
Yeah, with, like, what was in it again? Wine and
wine?
Sausage. Yeah. I'm like, aww.
It was cute. What a cute little thing to do. And then Blanche just talks shit and is like, you need to get rid of those shoulder pads. And she's like, I'm not wearing shoulder pads. I had them surgically placed inside my body. That's not what she says.
I am shoulder pads, bitch.
Yeah.
Have you not seen my blazer? The nuns say it's dope.
I'm Attila the Sub. Look at my shoulder pads. Cut to the meeting. The class, I guess you want to call it. The video game class.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's these full-grown white men all wearing... Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, they look like they were extras on
Miami Vice.
On Miami Vice or Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, something like that. It was just strange that I don't even know what. Nothing was really explained.
No.
Like what the class was called or what is she going to teach them or.
Yeah.
Is she just going to motivate them?
Yeah.
And
shouldn't it be like a motivational show?
Yeah, and why don't you have like any visual aids or a PowerPoint or anything? You were just gonna lecture them.
Yeah.
You had no resources.
She had a book that
she did.
Like remember the because they make sure that you know he's Asian. he read the entire book. And did all the assignments and then made an extra book report on his research.
Mm-hmm.
And then B. Arthur, Dorothy's character, says, we're never going to beat you people.
Oh, God.
I gasped.
I laughed so hard at Jen. Because, like, at this point, I'm used to this by now with the Golden Girls. But poor Jen's like, ah, oh, my God.
No!
And then that guy turned out to be a dick anyway.
Tojo
Mama.
Like, how do you even know this joke? It's a joke of a child. Yeah. It's a joke of a Weird Al child.
It's a Weird Al child joke.
It's not even a good joke, and they keep bringing it back, and it's like, this again.
It's like one of the writers is like, I heard my son in middle school say Joe Mama, and it was... You know, it was striking. It was just the bass knees.
I love it. That's like the way this writer connects with his middle school son.
I'm just going to slip it in there. That's what I said to you, Joe Mama.
I was dropping my son off at Burbank Elementary School.
Lassoing up some real quality time.
Lasso up these kids, and they were telling Joe Mama jokes.
Yeah, like nothing. Isn't it like Yo Mama, like a fat mom jokes? It's like, no. This the whole punchline is just saying mama.
Yeah.
Like, my mama's not a joke.
Yeah.
My mama's a teen mama.
Oh, Sophia says it to her.
Oh, It's like, what totally the fuck is Sophia even doing there?
Why is she there?
She's clearly over retirement age. Why is she there? Did she just need to go to the library? Like, what's happening? Why are they all there? Right.
It makes no sense.
This is like their friend's central perk is a, is a career day out of high school.
Right. It makes no sense.
Oh.
They just had to be there. Just like friends, like, okay, chefs work at night. Everyone has day jobs. And, you know, so, like, how can they all be in the same place? You know, like, you work at a retail store. Like, you know, like, it just didn't make... It didn't make sense.
It didn't.
How they could always be together.
They're all retired. They are living in a retirement community.
Yeah.
Why are they at like a child's career day? Like I would be cynical. I'd be like, look at all this opportunity, wasted potential. Yeah. Like I'd be pissed. I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to just lip sync over here what my boyfriend is saying in our golden years.
Why are these old ladies just hanging around this campus?
Like, I get why Blanche is there. She could be, like, trying to marry Kay, some children.
Yeah, maybe Kayla Turner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who is from where I grew up in the Northwest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you see her around?
I did not, but I saw the flyers because she, like, my home club, the Seattle Comedy Underground, was next to another, was next to a rock club. Mm. And they would have, like, MILF nights where she would hang out and then I don't know the boy's name, but he would DJ.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And
they called it MILF nights?
Yeah, it was like MILF nights.
And because they did on purpose?
Yeah. It was definitely on purpose. Like flyers were made.
MILF night. Mary Kay Letourneau in a cage.
Yeah, my gosh.
You get to like taser her.
This is what the children, the child's DJ.
Carve into her bones. I'm bringing it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to be. I want to be in Austin where they don't carve your bones. I'm here.
I know. Jen's like, I'm in a weird house.
Yeah,
I'm
glad all you have is
bones.
A spoon.
Yeah,
like, for the flawed. Like he's gonna just start carving my bones.
Tape. Okay, so then everyone leaves because I guess they just...
This part's done.
It's a business expense. Like being like we're writing this off as a business expense. Mm-hmm. This class, we don't really need to take it because
we're adults.
We're going to other video game or companies. They're from other companies. I don't know. And I don't want to fill in the holes because the writers didn't do it.
You're right. The computer business is hard.
I don't know.
I just thought they were just like, I mean, they're just like dumb white men. That was just like, I guess like just bros. Dumb white men could just like go in. They probably don't even work there. They probably have like no association.
It's
seemed they like, just went in there for the continental breakfast. They're like, oh, I guess we'll mosey in.
Like when they have like DUI classes in like hotel lobbies and stuff. No one's here has gotten a DUI. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, we have. We were listening.
Yeah.
I'm listening. Oh, I have it.
Well, like, but... yeah, when you get a DUI, you have to take a defensive driving course, and it can be anywhere.
A defensive driving course?
That's what it's called.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. And so they'll have it anywhere in a hotel lobby. Not a hotel lobby. Like a hotel.
Don't drink and drive. I drank 15 miles a vodka. What kind of Best Western is this?
Are you here to check in or DUI class? So I don't know what I'm saying. But yeah, so it seemed like one of those. Okay, and so the next scene, I guess they took the photos already, Rose and Blanche, and they're looking
not together, at the, cause to get, not together, because that would have been like a really fun 1992 calendar.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm August.
Or they do like a, or where they like show Blanche's bottom and then Rose's top, or, you know, like she's like a body double for Rose.
Oh my gosh. I would have that all as like the Whales of August, the calendar. Also look up the Whales of August.
Okay, I will. they took the photo. Well, Blanche slept with their photographer. That's how they got their discount, I guess. And then
Lassoing some deals.
Yeah.
With that North Star.
And so they, okay, so then that's when we first hear about this role playing, this Godzilla role play, or was it King Kong?
Both. It was both.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Any sort of giant animal attacking a city.
Yeah. Cause then Blanche could have come in as Mothra.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. That's great.
Yeah.
and then this is when it was like a weird little scene where now that Dorothy's working for a corporation, she brings over her friend Lillian. Sophia does. Mm-hmm. She brings over Lillian and introduces her. Because her son, Lillian's son, is a bus driver or something bad. Not bad, but not great.
Yeah.
Gravedigger. I don't know.
Back grave to lost and found.
Yeah. Chinese gravedigger.
Femur carver.
Cemetery lost and found. Boy. Caddy. Just carrying bones around. Like that you golf with. Cemetery.
I
golf.
Like a tibia.
Here you go.
Oh, great.
This is a femur.
What do you think this is? Is this some kind of club med or what is it? I don't know. This is crazy. Man, Golden Girls are.
These,
raw. Aren't,
these bones aren't even labeled.
I save all year long for some label bombs. And I can't even get a tibia for a fibia.
So Sophia's just like, go with it. You married a prince or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So then we were in Miles' house.
Yep.
His,
oh, wait, I thought that was her house.
No, Miles's, because Rose lives in that apartment, in the house.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes way more sense, because I was like, why are all these guys coming to Rose's house? And that's why I was like, I think Rose's boyfriend is gay, because like all of these men just like bombarded her home. Yeah. But
that woman at the school was her fag hag.
The beard.
Yeah, like a fag hag beard. Fat hack slash beard.
No, I'm thinking of the jewelry company, De Beers. De Beers? Like it'd be It'd be like Duh Beards.
A real jewelry company?
Yes.
Yeah.
Duh Beards.
Yeah. Oh, like wow. Duh Beards. Like, oh, he gave me a ring from Duh Beards. Like, it's to trick my family.
Chicago women get their rings. Duh Beards.
It's where beards in Chicago really go all the way. Duh Beards.
So she's like, I got you a present. And then he's like, ready to be King Kong. Like,
yeah.
Hitting his chest. Like, whoa. Like,
we're just going to wrestle on.
You be Fay Wray. Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That would hurt if King Kong actually had sex with that woman, you know? Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
that role playing is weird.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, okay, so Rose got him this framed portrait of her. It's gift wrapped.
With her fanny out, and not like the UK version of a fanny with his vagi, but her hiney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so right when he's about to open it, about six rowdy professors.
Yeah, real weird academia. Like, all of a sudden, it's like back to school Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah. Like, yeah, what do you got? One lady, yeah. All of us in our silver fox prime. Let's go.
We're from the philosophy department, and we're here. We're ready to party.
One of them was carrying a keg.
I'm ready to fass her up. I was like, what? No.
Oh, man. Lasso it up, baby.
You know, one of them just gets drunk and starts screaming, I'm having an affair with my TA. For that TNA.
TA, 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 TA.
I had a crush on a TA. Yeah. In the anthropology department. Oh my gosh, they all look like the lead singer of Weezer, which at the time, so at the time, at the was time. Attractive. At the time, yeah. In 2000 and no. Whatever.
Yeah.
Was attractive at the time.
You wanted them to reverse Cuomo on you?
Rivers Cuomo?
I was gonna say
Rivers Cuomo?
Cuomo on you. Cuomo on you.
I prefer to keep it in the holes.
How do you say his name?
Rivers Cuomo.
Rivers Cuomo.
Rivers Cuomo.
I don't know.
Look at me. Rivers
Cuomo. Cuomo.
Yeah, I'm still riversing. Rivers Cuomo.
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 No Cuomo.
My guess feels like Nell now.
No Tata for Nell.
Baby Grand Weezer, baby. Say it, show.
But you know, see, it's like, what? Tay in the wind.
So he rips open the present, and they're all like, yeah. Well, I don't know, were they shocked or I can't remember.
Yeah, they were like, well, they clearly hadn't seen their T's and A's and T's and A's in a while.
Yeah. Their T's, T's and A's.
Yes. T's and A's, P's and Q's.
Yeah, that's what T
is. Is that what
for?
P's and Q's stand for? P's and quussies?
Like, pussies and queefs?
Penises. I was in Seattle and somebody had very kindly changed penis that was written on a supermarket to penis. And I'm like, what?
What was a penis written on a supermarket?
Like somebody just like graffiti penis and they like changed it to penis.
Like, this makes more sense. This is less inappropriate.
Yeah, now I don't have to tell my child about the birds and the penises.
Into boobs.
We're having fun. Okay.
And then the saddest moment where Rose just grabs her purse and covers her face and runs out. And I was just like, oh my God.
Don't
poor
cover
baby.
Your face. Yeah. They cover your hiney.
Cover
that's
your
what
hiney.
They're thinking.
That's what they're looking at.
Always. When exiting a room filled with men, always cover your hiney.
Your hiney.
Dude, yeah, but that's just polite.
She told him what it was. And he didn't listen. He's like, it's a. it's a picture of my fucking vagina. Like, she might, she should have yelled
that. She would never say that.
Yeah, she would never. Her hiney. It's a erotic photo of me or something, she said. But, yeah, he didn't listen. Miles is an asshole. But he makes up for it later.
He does. He says, like, probably the nicest thing you could hear, like, on January 1st when you're feeling low.
Yeah.
And, yeah, well, anyway, you get there.
Okay,
it gets there.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
And so then this is, then the next scene is the my captain scene.
Yes.
She does, Dorothy, I think it's a new batch of men.
I think it's it's the same.
It's the same?
It's the okay. same.
Okay, all right. They're back in class and
back in class.
Yeah, so she needs to like sister act 2 back in the habit this shit, and she like is gonna inspire everybody, and she does a speech, and then one guy's, I think they all stand up and clap.
Yeah, like they were inspired but not inspired enough to avoid golf. You know, like the president.
Right. Yeah, like the president. Yes. Trump was in this scene. And
always.
He's invested in Borealis.
He was the one who said, "No, say you people. It's totally cool."
Yeah, it would say, "Listen, lady."
Say Chojo. It'll go over well.
Yeah, he's like planning out all the bad jokes. And so the dude's like, that was so good. I'm almost like tempted to stay. Mm-hmm. And then they all fucking leave like a bunch of dicks to go suck each other's dicks.
and buy jewelry at De Beers.
And then go buy De Beers for their mistresses. Mm-hmm. And then, that's when the Asian dude says, "Tojo Mama." And so that writer got another Joe Mama joke in. And then the grown-up Screech comes in, and he's like, "Hey, how's it going in here? It looks like no one's here. That's great."
Best Screech impression ever.
Yeah. No, that's the worst one.
That's what the poor probably felt like. "Oh, what's going on in here?"
"You know who taught this class before? A tape recorder."
Isn't Dustin Diamond in prison
now?
Also,
so rude. I think so. I think you're right.
He's in prison?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if he's in prison or he's a...
He's sucking some penis.
"That was my penis. Don't cross streams."
What did he go to jail for? Embezzlement?
No, he like stabbed a guy. He like got the fight in Wisconsin and he like stabbed a guy like in a bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. What a weirdo. A moment of silence for Screech.
No. 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 Moving on. He doesn't get it. He
doesn't get one. No, I was just silent because I was trying to think of, like, someone had this story where, like about Screech, like, not, like, he wouldn't autograph a kid's thing unless he gave him $20. He did not grow up to be a good guy or whatever.
Big surprise. Screech is an asshole.
And so...
Who wants an autograph from Screech?
I don't want an autograph from Screech. But I think, like, this may have been a few years ago. I don't know.
Oh, like 40 years ago.
Yeah.
When Screech was a child.
He was a child. So I guess that this dude is like... grown-up Screech is like, he thought that giving her a class that she didn't have to do anything and get paid would be like a gift to Dorothy for being such an awesome teacher. It turns out that's not what Dorothy wants. Dorothy wants, she's proud.
She wants her groove back.
She got her groove back, I think. Do you think?
I think she'd get her groove back like the first day she walked into 10th grade. And she's like, "I'm here. I'm Attila. These are my shoulder pads and my nun-proof blazer."
Yeah.
They'd be like, "Oh, shit."
She decided to go back to school and teach. Yeah. You know, like she was before.
She was like the responsible version of back to school with Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah. Like, I just going through all the classwork and be like, "You know what? I got aces. It's pretty cool. I did better than my son."
So So then, she has an idea for a video game.
Yeah, which was not even a good joke.
Like, it got, like, the audience laughed less and less as she kept going about talking about killing her mom. Like,
yeah. No. She's like,
like, you get to stab her. You stab an old lady.
I feel like that has to be a video game now. Like, I feel like killing your mom has to be. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Just Grand Theft Auto, I assume.
Have you played that video game where you kill yourself?
What?
You have to kill yourself in like 3 minutes. And so you're in this, like, you're in an office, and, like, there's things that you can't, like, you win if you kill yourself. Like, you can put your head in the microwave.
That's
you can,
terrifying.
But it's really fun. I played it, and it's just like, oh my God, I need to do it. Like, you get into this goal of, like, walk, or you start a fire and you walk into it, and then, like, your HP, like, lowers.
Oh,
just, it's online, you can play it.
I'm good. Like, I'm just gonna go to the place that just carves
your
names,
carve your bones.
Bones, yeah. Be like, oh, this femur thing seems legit.
This is a new sponsor of our show.
Femur carving.
Femur carving.
Why don't you lasso yourself up some memories and carve them femurs?
Lasso up some memories. Somebody please count the number of times the lasso has been said and tweet it at us.
I mean, most people don't know that lasso is a palindrome. Oh, it's not. No. It's not at all.
Osal.
Osal.
Oh, grab me. Oh, I got it. Osal me.
Most people don't know Anthony's a palindrome either.
I'm a palindrome.
Yeah.
Anthony backwards is John.
Is Anthony.
John Anthony. Yeah. And so the next scene, Miles and
this was so
Miles
sweet.
And Rose is this is a sweet scene.
This almost made up for all the creepiness.
Yeah. But first almost. Blanche was like, that's hot that they all saw you, or something like that. Yeah.
You mean, oh yeah, okay, yeah, Blanche.
Like, at first Blanche is like, I don't know, something about that's that I would have like to have those men see me or whatever. And then Miles comes in, and he's trying to console Rose, and he does. He says, the beautiful line was, when you're young and you're beautiful, like, that's something like that everybody, it happens to everybody, and that's not like super meaningful. But when you're older and beautiful, you created that.
Yeah.
It was
so sweet. It was so like, sweet. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, Miles can get it.
Yeah. And he did.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, that was really sweet.
Yeah.
So sweet. That was like the Notebook sweet.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, they didn't die in each other's arms.
Yeah, or she started screaming and peed herself.
Oh my gosh, is that what she did? She peed herself? I just thought there was screaming, and then
there was screaming, and then there was like water dripping noises.
What? How loud were you watching The Notebook?
Really loud. Well, I was doing a podcast about The Notebook, so I was paying attention to every little detail, and then I noticed like pee sounds when she screamed.
Oh my gosh. That's mean, because that's her son is directing that film.
Like,
yeah, because Nick Cassavetes is her son from I was joking about my husband was notebooking me because he he has made
a canoe full of geese.
No, because he has actually made 3 notebooks of like all of our memories together. Mm-hmm. And he gives he does different chapters and stuff every.
He's like, I'm sure you're going to get all sideways.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like one of us is like, are you preemptively notebooking me, like, to try to tell me like the story of our lives. And like part of it's sweet, but the other part's like, I don't think all these ticket stubs are gonna bring me back to you. Like, remember when we saw this Harry Potter movie? Oh, I'm back. You know, it's not gonna happen. But like the other
Prisoner of Azkaban, I'm back.
And then you pee yourself. How long was I gone? You
know? You're kind of a dick.
Don't dash as I forgot.
Yeah. You know, it's just... Don't donate my bones.
But yeah, other things are really sweet. And like he'll talk about like our move down here and different chapters. And I'm supposed to write new chapters. I'm like, gosh, if our children, if we had kids, read this, it'd be like, all of these things are with his perspective. And then eventually it's like, and then my mom gets to speak years later. Damn.
Oh, like the story of you through his eyes.
Yes, it's all his. And then all of a sudden this Christmas, he's like, I want you to write the next chapter. I'm like, if anyone's reading this and we're gone, they're like, this guy is controlling. Lovely, but controlling.
Because he wrote everything else.
Everything. Oh, like, he's written two books so far of our relationship, and then I just got
a
scrapbook.
That's so sweet.
It is very sweet, but I just think of an outsider going and, like, reading, and now I want you to write a chapter. It's like, finally, we get to see what this bitch has to say. I am not as eloquent as he is. Yeah.
I know. That's a lot of pressure.
It is. Like, I enjoy it, though.
You should do one for him where you...
Don't make me do this for him. No.
But you get to write how much of a dick he is.
No, I never. What I do enjoy is talking to my dad about it, who's like on wife number 5, and being like, you know what my husband did for me? He wrote all these chapters. And then my dad's always like, that's unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you don't love your wife that much.
Yeah. Or wives.
Oh, no, he's not a polygamist. He's just like, each of them have been divorced.
People call their wives, I think, forever, don't they?
I hope not.
Okay.
I hope not. If my dad started calling my mom, who's been divorced from him since like 83, his wife, I would have some issues with that. I'd be like, okay, since when?
I've never been divorced. I don't know.
Sorry. No, they've just been divorced for like
30. They call each other their first names.
No, it's not like a once a wife, always a wife. It's not like some kind of...
Well, I seem like you'll always be my wife. You know, these things like on TV, you know, or
like maybe when someone's dying and they're still married to one another.
Something like that. They're dying. Yeah.
You'll always be mine. But
that doesn't work in a divorce situation.
This is deathbed language I'm using. Okay.
Yeah. Like if I was dying and my ex was holding my head or something, I'd be like, first off, this crash is terrible. I'm dying and I'm with the person I don't want to be with. And then he's like, you'll always be my wife. I'm like, don't you curse me. I'll get those nuns to measure your hems. Like,
I'm going to wake up from this Alzheimer's coma and stab you.
Prisoner of Azkaban, bring me back.
This tick is going to bring me back.
Well, this is fun.
And so the next scene is it cut to what?
Sorry, it's my fault.
The next scene is the Jessica Tandy scene where
I love that.
Yeah, so Sophia has a giant television, and Dorothy comes home from quitting her job, and I guess those $20 she gave her afforded this television.
We don't know what the economy was like in 1992. It's impossible to say.
Yeah, she stole that TV, I think. There's no way. That TV would have been like $2,000, right?
You don't know what Blanche's vagina can buy. with a little bit of glitter and some magic.
Oh, is she going to, or she already started selling Rose's negatives too?
Oh,
and that's
my
how she
gosh.
Afforded the TV.
That's also like a super like horrible part of like that's just
that's to do that
an affront to like trust right there. That's just absolutely Right. Devastating. Like if somebody like, did
old
that
lady
to you.
Kinky porn, like oh, she no. sold it to those people.
No, I mean it's good that that exists, that somebody finds that, but yeah. like to take your friend's negatives and be like, yeah. I'm just gonna go ahead and sell these yeah. to the black market. I'd be like, okay, yeah. we're no longer friends.
Like, that's yeah, like the that's beginning of like up. Revenge porn. Honestly.
Yes, 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 yeah. exactly. Yes, that's exactly what that is, which is
Dorothy
illegal.
Was kind of on, was she on board or she just gave her a mean look? I don't remember, but it kind of just ended there.
Like, oh, my mom's committing a felony for digital television.
We're gonna keep this giant television on blocking the kitchen entrance for the rest of time.
Oh yeah, do you guys remember like 10 years ago all those giant big screen ugly televisions just kind of littered every yeah.
because everyone
driveway
had flat screens
yeah. yeah and nobody would ever pick them up.
No one ever did. Oh, you had to take them somewhere.
I remember
yeah
you'd like,
have to take them somewhere.
I remember like donation buying numbers. One of those like I remember like having to get one of those TV like I bought one of those TVs. I was like so excited. I was like, oh, it's kind of a bigger screen TV. Oh, mm-hmm. these are heavy, right? Like, yeah, that's why yeah. nobody has them anymore. Like, because they're so fucking heavy. You have to have two people to lift your TV.
The only people that got rid of them were people were in terrible mother-daughter relationships, Precious style. Like when,
oh my gosh.
Where she like, where the mother throws the television yeah. down the stairway to her daughter. That's the only time they got rid of it. People with dysfunctional lives got rid of those TVs.
Terrible
really
things
well.
Happen to TVs and also everyone else in that film.
Wow.
And then we have the photos of Sophia, which were kind of like you couldn't see because there yeah. was credits running through them.
And you felt like a perv, like, I want to see these pictures of Sophia, but there's letters in the way.
Yeah, like there's creepy. Probably cute faces that we missed and they just looked the same, mm-hmm. but we couldn't see because, there were different faces, but we couldn't see because of the text. But the only one that was stood out was when she lifted her leg up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, okay, all right, that one's funny. But that was it.
That was the end of that episode.
Yeah. That was it. Did we miss anything?
No, I think we got it.
Everyone's a douchebag. I think that's
yeah,
we
got
learned.
It. It was a great episode about carving bones, lassos.
Lassos.
And
Mary Kay Letourneau.
And
DJ
Kenny
Nights.
G haircuts. I think it was
Mary
yeah.
Kay Letourneau.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. Thank you so much, Jen, for being on the show.
Oh, thank you very much. I think I got you off topic quite a few times, so I apologize.
Oh, people love yeah. that.
Yeah.
Or they better.
Like five people are like, I'm going to write a very heated letter.
No, some people on Twitter will be like, you guys don't stay on topic. And then some people will be like, I love your tangent. So you can't please everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
Why don't you talk about tangent topics?
Yeah. So this comes out January 4th or 3rd. What's today, Monday? Okay. Yeah. January 3rd. Really, really soon. Is there anything you'd like to promote? This people listen to this all over the place. And another place, the world. this place.
To the Antarctica viewers.
Or where can people find you online?
It's jensaunderson.com. And then Twitter. I love it when people follow me on Twitter. I have a fun web series for IFC called The Filling Is Mutual that combines comedy and cooking.
Yay.
I'd love to have people give me ideas for recipes to try out for the new year. If you wanted to do that, that would be fantastic. Yeah.
Yay. So check it out, people. Everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody, check
like,
it out.
Tell your mom. Like, and then if your yeah. mom's dad, like, dad, tell your dad. And
tell
then if
your
he's
dad.
Not with us anymore, tell your grandma on a Ouija board or something.
Yeah, DM her via Ouija board. And
yes,
so,
don't. That scares the crap out of me.
This is a
find me via lasso.
Recipe suggestion from the death. from the dead.
Oh, so much gelatin recipes.
I know. And Genevieve, where can people find you after January 3rd? And where can people find you online?
All right. Well, on Saturday, January 6th, I'm going to be in Fort Worth. I'm at a benefit. It's called Odin's Massive Night of Fun, and it's at Maine at Southside. So if you're in the DFW area, come on out.
So, that sounds amazing.
It sounds big. Yeah, sounds massive.
Yeah. And you can find me at Genevieve Rice. You can find me at Genevieve Rice. I'm everywhere. I'm on the internet. I'm in your heart. I'm in the cemetery, lost and found. So
I hope your bones stay with you and that you're never in the cemetery, lost and found.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
You make your own skeleton.
Like Anthony's just getting his car tuned up. It's like, well, I guess I found Genevieve.
I gotta say though, if I'm dead, I don't really give a skeleton. Fuck where my bones end up. So
yeah,
really.
I like to build your own skeleton special.
Yeah. I feel like you could remake Weekend at Bernie's and make it very interesting. The no skin, no tissue version. It's just a skeleton. It's like, this is Bernie. He's got glasses.
With the sunglasses that someone lost also. And I am at Anthony DeSamito on Twitter and Instagram. And on January 3rd, I'm going to be at the Hollywood Improv main stage performing on Gays R Us. That's the name of the show.
It's where they sell gays to kids.
What does it mean?
I think it's like,
is the
everyone's
R spelled
Jewish
out?
Or something.
Is the R spelled out or is it a backwards
no,
R?
It's gays and then R Us, like Toys R Us.
Oh.
But they are, no, the R is not backwards because that would mean they would have to, you know, redesign the language. So I don't know. I don't know what that
is. I'm asking too many questions. What does us mean? Is this
is,
us?
What is gay?
This is us?
This is us. This is us.
I just want to say that every time I see you, this is us.
And along with our own individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter, and it is I thank you for being a podcast, but as an acronym, at TYFBAP at TIFBAP, also at TIFBAP on Instagram. That took a little bit.
This is us.
Also watch This Is Us. And music is by Brad Kokernak and Mike Dennison. The next episode, for those of you following along, is season 7, episode 23 and 24. It's a double episode, and it is titled Home Again, Rose, Part 1 and Part 2. And so,
is that the last episode?
These are, the last four are two-parters. So Home Again, Rose, Part 1 and Part 2. And then it's the finale, One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest, Part 1 and Part 2. We have like 3 episodes left.
And it all ends with a little boy with a snow globe of the hospital from St. Elsewhere.
Naturally.
Because down the block from St. Elsewhere is the Golden Girls.
And then it zooms out Men in Black style, and we're in Aliens Marble.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you lasso in an ending.
Lasso in an ending. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Jen, for being here.
Thank you.
And thank you, Genevieve, for being in Texas.
Yay!
Thank you, Texas.
Thanks, Texas.
Thank you, Texas Chores, for being the best Chores.
Thank you, Lassos. You need to make a lasso dress. That would be cool.
Just out of rope.
Just out of rope.
Like, I don't want to see stupid prints with lassos on them. I want, like, an actual lived-in lasso.
I want a lasso that kills people.
I want a nun's length of lasso.
So thank you everyone for listening, and have a beautiful day and or night. And goodbye.
Bye.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff a chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken.